This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Friday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. They invite you to take a beach break. What a great weekend to get to the beach, man.
Oh,
weather's going to be fantastic. They got 4 coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and the newest one at the south end of Lincoln City overlooking Siletz Bay. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. Very excited for our guest today. Good friend of the program, and the Blazers have a busy offseason ahead of them. Joining us now, Bobby Marks, at BobbyMarks42 on Twitter, obviously of ESPN and formerly a front office executive for the Nets. Bobby, good morning to you. We were trying to look back. So the Blazers are up for sale. That was big news here, and a lot of fans very excited about what that might bring in the years to come. Were you a part of the front office when the Nets were up for sale? And if so, how did that make navigating an offseason complicated?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. I think I was part of a front office that was up for sale like 4 different times. And went through 4 different ownership changes. Listen, I've gone through, we had a group called the Seacock of 7 that basically were the decision makers, who 7 different owners. We certainly had Mikhail Prokhorov when he bought the team in 2010. So I've been part of it. I think where things are different, a lot different now than where they were in 2010 or prior to that, is that, you know, it doesn't matter if you have an owner, you know, Steve Ballmer, for example. You could have one of the wealthiest people in the world owning your team, but that doesn't mean you should have the highest payroll of any team. Certainly how the rules are constructed nowadays. I think from an ownership standpoint, the resources that they provide, whether it be, you know, there's no salary cap as far as how you put together staff, you know, certainly from a coaching staff or a front office or scouting, your practice facility, arena upgrades, new arena, right? Like there's all the other things. I think from a team standpoint on the court, I think you're going to see it this summer with Boston, who has, a ridiculously high payroll. The rules and the CBA rules and having an owner worth $30 billion really don't go hand in hand in this day and age here. So I do think there's a lot of perks to it, but I do think you have to caution just because if someone's coming in that all of a sudden your payroll is going to double, because that's kind of counterproductive how things are.
Well, could you help us then, Bobby, when you're going through, like when you know the owner is going to sell and then you know it's at like the 2-yard line for a Prokhorov, just as an example there.
Sure.
What is a Joe Cronin going through? Obviously, he is scouting. He's getting ready for his draft and whatnot. But like, what is it like going through that process behind the scenes, talking to an owner who's not going to be there for all that much longer, while also navigating team building and what's the new owner going to be like? What is that like for Joe Cronin right now?
I think it's similar to what probably Joe and the group have gone through every offseason. Is, you know, you kind of you present as far as what happened this past year and kind of what the future holds as far as from a roster standpoint. I think fortunately, whoever decides to buy this team, they're, you know, at least from a financial standpoint, are in really good shape, right? Like when you look at kind of the bunch of guys on expiring contracts, you have a number of players on rookie contracts, your draft picks are in good shape. From that element, it's like you're not inheriting a lot of bad contracts, which is a good thing. I do think for Joe and certainly for Chauncey, I do think it's kind of business as usual. I think the biggest, probably the biggest thing for them is really just educating, whatever prospective owner, whoever decides to be on the rules. I think that's the biggest thing. I think that's where you see teams run into issues. I think you've seen in Phoenix with Matt Ishbia when he came in and basically blew up the CBA and it's really backfired. And I don't care how much money he has, but when you don't have a grasp of the rules, which I don't think he does, that's counterproductive here. So I do think it's about kind of educating an ownership group on the rules, roster building, what your vision is, how you see this team next year and in the next 3 years. We all operate on a 3-year window as far as kind of how we put together teams.
Bobby Marks is our guest, ESPN NBA analyst, and he's also the former front office executive for the Brooklyn Nets, at Bobby Marks 42 on Twitter. You go give him a follow there. You mentioned kind of the salary cap situation that they're in, Bobby. I know that's something that they're very excited about, and the flexibility that they have on the horizon. We'll see what kind of extensions they hand out this offseason. I do think there's a segment of the fan base that is concerned. Like, you're optimistic because you saw steps this year and you saw development from some of the young guys, and you're like, hey, that's great. That's really cool to see. How do you then take the next step? And I'm just wondering from your outsider perspective of, like, you clearly don't have a top 5 lottery pick. The lottery happened. You're drafting 11th. So it doesn't mean you can't find – SGA was the 11th pick. So maybe you find that diamond in the rough. When you look at them and say, okay, you're a nice little team, maybe next year you're the 10 seed in the West, how do you take, when you're in Portland's position, the next step and not get stuck in that no man's land of not good enough and not bad enough?
Yeah, and that's a good question. I think it's a little bit easier going from, I don't know, 20 wins to 36 wins, right? Like, just far as for the progression, because you're basically, you know, in Portland's position, they didn't sign any free agents last year. Certainly that the Denny trade was their big addition and what they did in draft with Donovan, but they basically kind of kept that group intact, and they, you know, I thought Chauncey did a nice job and he kind of built off that. Now comes the hard part, right? Like, how do you go from a, 36, 37 win team to a team that can win 45, 46 games and be a playoff team? And then how do you take that next step? Now, they're kind of at this crossroads because, like, although from a fan perspective, they can say, oh my God, Portland in 2026 could have, $100 million in cap space. Like, that's not how roster building has come about recently. It's the draft, it's trades, and it's free agency here. I think where you look at, and you look at kind of what Indiana has been able to do, where their team, similar to Portland, that kind of, you know, took a step back, probably not as much as Portland did, you know, with post CJ and Damian. But listen, they added Halliburton, they added Siakam in trades. So I do think you're trying to thread a needle as far as your own players, but I do think you're going to have to make a decision as far as, you know, whether it be Simons and Ayton and, players like that who are Robert Williams, who are on expiring contracts. If you're going to parlay them, I think you'd rather parlay them into players than into cap space. And I think that's kind of how you take that next step. I think what you have within maybe can only take you to a certain level, but then it's going to have to be, okay, we added a second or third best player to this group.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I know it's not something they're considering. Maybe you wouldn't consider it at all. I think it was 6 of the 20 starters of these 4 conference finals teams are via draft. The rest are just trades and free agency. If you're looking at Portland, you just named a couple guys that we have been naming, but they haven't traded them yet. Ant, Ayton, obviously Rob. Would you even consider putting a Scoot out there? I mean, I know he took a little bit of a step this year, but it still wasn't amazing. Shaden is going into his 4th season. We have no idea what his ceiling is at this point. It's been a little up, a little down. Would you even consider the young guys as maybe more return on the asset than maybe some of the vets?
I think you have to be careful with that. I do think when you're in a position, unless you have Stephen Curry or, you know, I won't say Luka because he already got traded. But when you have a top, listen, there's a handful of guys, Jokic, Shea, you know, guys like that, that are untouchable. You have to look at everything. I think you have to be careful with players that are on rookie contracts, even in a case like Shaden, who's going into the last year, because you basically can control that for the next, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, as far as maybe even the next contract, compared to a player that's a veteran that's on an expiring contract, which is maybe more of where you're kind of looking at that way. Because what happens is that, and I've been in that position before, where you're trading a young player in a rookie contract for maybe a more of established veteran, then you better convince that player that he's going to resign there. And it's going to probably cost you a lot more. And I think, you know, I go back to Indiana, what they did in the Siakam trade. They got Pascal for 6 months, and then basically what happened last year, getting to a conference finals, you know, that sold him on re-signing with them for the next 4 years. And that's kind of, if you're going to go about doing that, you better be comfortable that you're going to sign that player for long-term, because you just can't do a guy in a rental for 6 months and maybe it gets you into the playoffs and now you're taking a step back.
Yeah. We're talking with Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA analyst, at Bobby Marks 42 on Twitter, former assistant GM for the Brooklyn Nets. We've reached this parity era of the NBA that I think is very exciting, and we'll now have 7 different champions in 7 years run. I don't believe that's ever happened in the league, and I'm getting all excited about where the future is going to go. Yeah. And then I'm seeing Bobby Marks tweets about how many max contracts the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to be able to afford. Well, and I'm like, Bobby, you're dumping on my dreams here. So is this a new super team?
Well, it's so funny because I put that out there and it's like almost like telling somebody I had all these great Christmas presents, but I can't tell them what it is, right? Because I've already, listen, when the Thunder were about, when they were going into Game 7, I had to write their off-season article, and I have it's already written. And it really lays out kind of where their future is. And if there's a team that I won't say can defeat CBA, but can navigate around these harsh restrictions, it's Oklahoma City. And they're going to be able to afford Shea and Jalen Williams and Chet. They'll probably have to make some decisions on Lou Dort or maybe Isaiah Hartenstein. But the beauty of Oklahoma City and how they built their roster is that they've structured it where Isaiah has got a team option 2 years from now. Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins, you know, there's flexibility there. And they got 2 first-round picks this year, 15 and 24, and they could have 4 next year. So when the cost starts to get higher, you have the surplus of younger, inexpensive players. Cason Wallace is a great example. That will eventually replace maybe some of your higher costs here. But no, I don't see the CBA defeating Oklahoma City where they're going to say, we can only pick Jalen Williams and not Chet Holmgren here. I do think, especially where the cap's going to be going, where it's increasing here. So I think they'll be in fine shape. I don't think we have a 1 year window that this team is going to be broken up.
Who do you think gets Giannis if he asks out? Let's do that. Ooh. If he asks out, and so far there's no reporting that he has.
Yeah.
If it gets to that point, who's the team that you think steps up and says, here's the stuff, we're going all in on this?
Well, I think there's 2 ways to look at it. If I were Giannis and I decided that it's not Milwaukee anymore, I would try to do my best trying to stay east. I mean, I don't want anything to do with the Western Conference, no offense. Like, I would try to, where the East is going to be, certainly where Boston might be going, and, who knows with Cleveland and some of these other teams. It's hard to see what team that would be in the East, but I think when you look at the whole league, I mean, what San Antonio has, I would think probably, jumps to the leaderboard where you've got 2, you've got 14, you've got some contracts that you can move, you still have some draft picks in the future. I think it's just a matter of kind of what direction. You know, hard part with Milwaukee is they don't control their first until 2031. So you got to make sure that you're getting as much as you can and try to do a rebuild here. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch over the next month here as far as it's going to be up to him. If he wants out, and I understand why he would want to, then he will go there to the front office and he'll ask out and we'll start that process.
How many times have you been asked if the NBA lottery is rigged?
Oh, my God. Don't read Twitter on that Monday after the holy goodness gracious. Listen, I've been in the room.
Yeah.
I've been in the room when I was in New Jersey when, I don't even know, I think we had the 8th pick and we stayed at 8. I understand the process. It happens really quick. I think what happens now is that you have a better – if you're picking 1 going in, you have a better chance of picking 5 than you have at 1. And I don't think people realize that as much as far as kind of where the odds are this day and age here. I would say it's not rigged. I think it's just a matter of the system, the new system that the league has put in, is that it doesn't reward if you have the worst record in the NBA during the season with the number 1 pick.
Yeah, but let's be real. If you're Danny Ainge, you're throwing a chair through a window watching Nico get that, right?
I mean, it's similar to what Detroit has gone through.
Yeah.
Right? Detroit went through, like, and I lived through it, and we were 12-70 in New Jersey. Oh. We had the 3rd pick. We had a number 1 pick going into the lottery. That was the John Wall draft, and we wound up picking 3rd. Mm-hmm. And that was when that favored teams who finished worse. So I get it. I mean, it puts a lot of pressure on your scouting department. They'll find a good player, and Portland will get a good player if they, if they stay where they are. They've done a really good job drafting and stuff. But it does. I'd love to be drafting Cooper Flagg instead of a different player at number 1. And Utah will have their work cut out for them.
Can I ask you very quickly, because we appreciate the time? We know we're against it here. So you took, according to this, you guys took Favors at number 3.
Yeah.
I'm just curious why Boogie and Paul George and Hayward. Where, like, how parsing out, I guess, need versus best player, how close that is for you guys?
We thought DeMarcus Cousins was probably the better. I think Evan Turner was in that. Was Evan Turner? Wesley Johnson.
Yeah, Evan Turner was 2. Wesley was in that
one. Johnson was in there. Yeah. We had Favors and Cousins. Those were the 2 guys. We thought if we ever had to make a trade that Favors, the return value would be higher on Favors. I know we didn't even draft a guy yet. We're already thinking about trading him. but the return value, just because, listen, Cousins was not the easiest, you saw him play this season, his career. He was not the easiest guy from a locker room, on the court, coachability standpoint. And we felt that with Derek, it was probably more of a safer pick.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Bobby Marks, always enjoy the conversation. ESPN NBA analyst, former front office executive for the Nets, at Bobby Marks 42 on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Thanks for the time. As always in Portland, man, we really appreciate it. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.